the first parak of Beis, the Mishnah Gimel, the Shami Oimim, a Malichim is Hasula Mishayvel Shalich. They had bird coats, which were various levels of holes in the wall or structure which the doves would nest or dwell in them, and eventually they'd have the offspring over there, and this way one of the types of parnasa that people had in those days. So they would have a ladder to get, it was a multi-level thing, and it went pretty high up. Shammah says you should not take a ladder to go from one shoveh to the other. Why is that so? Even though we're talking about yonim that he was planned to use on Yom Tov, and he prepared them in advance, there's no problem with muksa. But there's another problem, that if he walks around with his sulam, it looks like he's going to fix something in the house, fix the roof. But within that set of that bird coat, he's allowed to tilt it a little bit from one opening of bird to another one. They feel matirim, they say you're allowed to even move the ladder from one of these stove coats to another one, from one shoulder to the next one. So the Gemara says like this, that if it's a very high ladder which was used to go to the second floor from one floor to the next, then everybody agrees, even if they still would agree, that's also to move it from one place to the next, because that looks like you've come to fix the roof or something. The whole machlekes was, if it was the sulam, which was not to go to a second floor of an apartment, but to go to the top of the shoivach itself, which was a smaller one. And Beis Shammai says that even that is a chash, that looks like it comes to fix the roof or something like that. Yeah. Whereas Beis Hillel said, even people aren't watching, the halacha is, and anything that's also because of Ma'at Sinai, it's also even privately. Beis Hillel says, no, since it's not the big ladder, it's going to onto roofs, people will not be chashish that it comes to fix on his roof. Yeah. And next machlek is the Shammai Yomim Lo'yitel Elam Ken Ne'aneim B'Boi Join. He says that in order to take the birds, some birds are muksa and yontif, because they're not necessarily set aside for yontif use. He says in order to use it, you have to actually pick up the birds before yontif and designate them as birds that will be used for eating purposes on yontif. Shachter on yontif, they still oimim, oimid, va'oimid, there's any noise, so you don't have to touch them, as long as you, with your mouth, designate certain birds for your use, that's a good enough to designate them, and they can be used afterwards. Yeah, the Gemara says also over here that this is also talking about the first two birds that were that you know, they start with a pair, and these were the first offspring of the parent, the mother and father birds, because these were important to keep intact to help them reproduce afterwards. So the Shami was more concerned in such a case, since that they had a certain chashivas that even if he designated them for eating purpose, maybe he'll change his mind, and therefore he requires them to actually shake them up before Yom Tov. And they still said even in those ones it's enough to designate them by verbally, he doesn't have to actually touch them. Yeah, but if we're talking about, if already you have the parents and you have the first offspring and then you have the second offspring, everybody agrees over there, even Beis Shammai would agree that's enough just to verbally designate them.